rope to hold our lives together on the cart before the slow march after midnight along back roads, blind driving, the scent of the exhaust making us drowsy, every shadow in the fields a threat of sorts. We use rope thick as two thumbs side by side, pulling hard on the knot to keep our parts from falling by the wayside. We have kept this rope supple with oil, constant use, never let it stay idle long enough to rot. It is hard to look at the coiled silence of our strongest rope and not think of what it has held, the heavy gray-green battered bucket knocking the stone sides of the wall, top water spilling back down, this cherished substance carrying our lives. The mare, white and gray, plodding across the wide open field at dusk, her head heavy with labor, the rope a caress against her neck. The way she turns towards a gentle tug. We hold the balance of our need in this rope, the dead weight of June bug at dawn, his skin still steaming, his beautiful black skin catching the morning light tender among the leaves. How we found him there, his neck stretched, the wrapping of several yards of taut rope around the drooping branch. Where we found it, how we undid the knot, let his body down into our arms, then carried it like a soldier's flag, bearing it behind the cart, shaking along with his swollen body. This ordinary rope, this gift we cannot forget, this remembrance of what we have lost. Someday, a soul will come out of the fields to claim it, and then we will know.